fire weather warnings remain in effect across much of the central and eastern interior again today. 11 new wildfires were reported statewide yesterday. Most of the fires, a mix of lightning and human-caused starts, are being contained quickly, but six are requiring extended response, including the state's largest, the 46,000-acre Toklat Fire southwest of Nenana. Fire Information Officer Pete Buist says acreage gains have been modest since the blaze blew up late last week. He says several factors are working to slow the fire.
Fuels that are not quite as volatile as what it had burned in other areas, terrain that is not conducive to large fire spread. Fires move better uphill than they do downhill. The other reason is that they're getting some pretty good relative humidity recovery at night.
Three crews are working a fire near the Sucker River about 5 miles outside of Fort Yukon. The fire is considered 50% contained, but firefighters remain concerned about flare-ups because of the close proximity of the fire to the village of Fort Yukon and extremely hot and dry conditions in the area, along with strong winds. Those dry conditions have officials looking at upping suppression efforts on backcountry wildfires. The potential for large wildfires developing is high, and Alaska Interagency Fire Coordination Center manager Dave Curry says they're considering taking more aggressive action.
This year, due to the conditions, we're keeping a very close eye on fires that fall within limited suppression options, and if we feel like we need to take action on them, we'll do it. And that is an unusual step this early in the year.
Officials are concerned that if dry conditions persist, backcountry fires will grow to affect populated places, either directly or with smoke.